This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. The monitor tasked with overseeing the reform of the Albuquerque Police Department only gave partial answers to questions from the public Thursday night. As KUNM's Rita Daniels reports, the community pressed James Ginger about his large salary, policy changes, and the need for healing in the community. The U.S. Department of Justice found in an investigation that APD engaged in a pattern of excessive force and unconstitutional policing.
Well, good evening. The turnout is impressive, and I'm glad to see each and every one of you here.
James Ginger greeted over 100 people. It was standing room only at a hotel in uptown Albuquerque. He's overseen other settlement agreements between police agencies and the DOJ, but he says this is the first one that's required his engagement with the community.
Let me open it up to questions. I know everybody in here has at least one.
Dozens of people filed up to the microphone. Andres Valdez, who's been doing community police oversight work for decades, was holding the microphone, waiting to speak. Ginger took a moment to explain that it's not actually part of his job to tell the chief of police what to do, and things got awkward pretty fast.
We're here to evaluate whether the chief and his police department have complied with the settlement agreement.
And if they don't comply, then what do you do?
It's hard to hear Valdez. He sounds pretty muffled, but he said, if they don't comply, what do you do?
We put it in the report that they haven't complied.
And then what's done with the report?
Valdez interrupts and asks what's done with that report.
It gets distributed. People read it. Wait.
Accountability.
Excuse me.
Ginger calls for security after Valdez asks about accountability, and that escalates the tension.
Who's security here? We have security?
A cop from the back of the room goes up to the mic and hovers while Valdez continues speaking.
I wanted to ask a question.
Well, if you'll let me finish the answer, then we'll ask a question, okay? That's the way this works.
Ginger goes on to explain that his report will be available online and in public libraries around town. It's already past due, but he says it'll be finalized by December. And then Valdez continues pressing Ginger on the theme of transparency, pointing to how he didn't attend a city council meeting earlier this year to discuss how much he was being paid.
My point is that right from the beginning, you come to town and you don't even want to meet with city council over your $4.5 million contract.
I didn't hear a question there, so I don't think I've got a response.
Ginger was defensive. He doesn't live in New Mexico, and he's been criticized for not being available to the public and for canceling meetings at the last minute. But Ginger said that's all about to change.
Just so you'll know, this is a highly kept secret, so nobody tell, right? About December 1st or so, I'll be back here every day. So it's not going to be any more flying in, flying out.
For a moment, it seemed as though he'd won the crowd over a bit, but then he went on.
And the reason for that is, we're ready to go to work now. The first 6 months or so were spent prepping to go to work, and now we're ready.
There was some eye rolling in the room, and then people brought up the issue of body-worn cameras. Under the settlement agreement with the DOJ, that policy has to be overhauled.
We're in the process right now of giving APD advice on that policy and of getting it cleared to submit to the Department of Justice. So it's in flux.
People really wanted to talk more about the body camera policy because there was confusion about when officers are required to record interactions with civilians. But after just a few minutes, Ginger told everyone to go and read the settlement agreement themselves, specifically paragraph 220, which deals with that issue.
I really think if you want to have an intelligent discussion, take a look at the paragraph. Let's have a discussion.
Again and again, people talked about the pain and anger that the community is carrying. Tom Alina asked Ginger about how the reform process was going to address healing.
What are your thoughts as to not just putting money into APD, but repairing the harm that this culture of excessive force has done actually to the community?
That probably is one of the best questions I've ever encountered in a public meeting. Seriously.
Ginger responded that he brought a New Mexican onto his monitoring team recently who specializes in restorative justice. That's a technique that would have a cop involved in using excessive force sit down with the victim or their family to talk.
It's something that I think we need to have a dialogue about.
Ginger kept emphasizing that this reform process, which is expected to last at least 3 more years, is akin to a marathon, not a sprint.
I understand the pain. I understand the hurry. I understand the angst. But if we mess this one up, we don't get a second chance. That's it.
But several people told Ginger his half answers didn't cut it. They said folks here have been running this marathon for a very long time, and their patience is wearing thin. For KUNM, I'm Rita Daniels.